This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
One, two, three.
The day that I kissed you and I told you goodbye, your lips told me that you would wait. But your lips deceived me and they told me a lie. Your heart was sealing my fate.
Oh, you wanna love, you wanna love, you wanna love me, the memory. Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me?
They're closing out their 45th year together as a band, and they're joining us here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We welcome Lunch at the Dump. Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen. Who's going to talk about that song and introduce the band?
Well, I'm not going to introduce the band, but I'll tell you about the song.
Okay. Stan?
That's
Stan
Nice
Chu.
To see you, Kate.
Good to see you.
And thank you so much for having us all here. It's a real pleasure and a privilege. That's actually an old Louvin Brothers song, and the Louvin Brothers are an important American act in that they really kind of set the stage for a certain style of duet singing. But we kind of took a arrangement that was done by a band back in the 1970s called the Bluegrass Cardinals, and they're out of the West Coast. They're a part of that whole emergence of the new grass scene. So that's really where we took that tune. Now, who's going to introduce the band?
We have a couple of the original members of the band here in our studio tonight. We've got the Leavenworth brothers. So
yeah,
who's gonna speak up for you guys? So Pete Leavenworth is going to tell us the Lunch at the Dump story.
Oh, well, there's not that much of a story. It's
Well, you've got 45 years of some kind of story.
Right. Well, there was just a group of us that used to go out to Davisville, New Hampshire, part of Contoocook, and we all learned our instruments out there at the same time. That was in the early 70s, and then by, I think it was like 1975, Chris had joined us on the upright bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was a few years later, in 77, Stan Chu here joined us playing guitar. And then much, much later, in 2010, Doug Baker joined us. So That's the core group that we've got right now. And, of course, my brother Matt on fiddle and guitar and,
vocals. You had quite a big following with the college crowd, as I remember, like over in the Newmarket area, Durham.
Newmarket was a big center for music back then. Bill Morrissey, Cormac McCarthy.
Ed Gerhardt.
Everybody lived there, and we all went and played at the Stone Church on a regular basis and just hung out.
I feel like I remember a band also called Smoochin'. Do you
Smoochin',
guys remember
Smoochin', yes,
them?
Yes.
You're dating yourself. There was
Trigger Cook.
Smoochin', and there was Sweet Potato Pie.
A lot of great music, and still is, along the Seacoast area. We welcome Lunch at the Dump to our studio. What are you going to play next for us, folks?
We're going to do an old song by Gene Clark. This is called Tried So Hard.
I stopped a while this morning on my way back home. I had to realize it's time that I'd be all alone. And while she's moving somewhere far away, not slow. Oh no, I tried so hard to please her. She said she really had to go. This time it really hurts me bad. I've been through similarities. It's not the first break I've had. And I just can't let it bring me down too low. And though I tried so hard to please her, there must be something more to know. Never thought that we would find our end this way. It seemed like everything was going fine. Still, with the little things that I can do or say, it won't change the feeling not so well as mine. And look right past the pain, because I've been in love before and I can love again. And while she's moving somewhere far away, not slow. Oh no, I tried so hard to please her. She said she really had to go.
Lunch at the Dump here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Chris, you want to tell us about that tune?
Well, we've been doing it for a long time. It was, just a song Gene Clark did. We, the Flying Burrito Brothers did it, I think, and Dillard and Clark and Country Gazette. It was kind of popular back then, but we've been doing it for a long time. It was actually recorded on our first album, which we actually recorded an album, didn't we, way back a long time ago, and that's on there, and just something we've always liked.
The obvious question is, why Lunch at the Dump?
What could that mean?
By default.
God, you know, normally if we told you, we'd have to, but God, I don't know. Pete, why don't you tell it?
The story, Pete, that was, just to get it off the record. Yeah.
Before my time.
By the way, this is the most common question we always get.
I know. I figured it would be. And I hate asking questions that I know everybody else asks, but people are asking me. So what am I going to tell?
Why?
What am I going to tell? Right.
Well, I think that was the whole point of naming the band that, is that it prompted questions and notoriety by itself. So, but that came. That was our good old friend John Holden who came up with that name, and it's also sort of indicative of his personality of picking something that was quirky as he would say.
Yes.
And we miss John terribly because he is no longer with us, and we'll be doing one of his tunes in a few minutes here.
You talked about the Flying Burrito Brothers, and what are the other bands that you were listening to back in the 70s that kind of got you to go out on stage and play them for folks?
Wow. You know, I think one of the cool things about Lunch at the Dump is that the band came from different angles. When you look at like the Flying Burrito Brothers and some of these guys that are more, I guess you could call it Newgrass, or it was kind of the hippie influence in the bluegrass.
They call it Americana now.
Americana. Yeah, there you go. For me personally, when I moved here, I'm definitely a son of the South. My family is, and I'm from the Annapolis, Maryland area, Chesapeake Bay. So I grew up with that. So in my coming into the band kind of brought that more grounded, I guess, from a traditional standpoint, even though I was beginning to really venture into a bunch of different stuff as well. But it's a band that has influences, and to call us a bluegrass band, I think, is probably inappropriate. Back in the day, we used to call ourselves a string band. Mm-hmm. And now, thankfully, they do call it Americana, which gives you an opportunity to really have all kinds of great genres and reference points to play.
Matt Leavenworth is on the fiddle. Speaking of strings, I've been the fiddle player since the beginning of Lunch at the Dump. Matt, I kind of heard an Old and in the Way-ish kind of influence. Wow. Would that be accurate?
Well, Vassar is definitely one of my favorite guys.
He's talking about Vassar Clemons.
Vassar Clemons,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who we played with.
Yes, and I actually got to back him up with John Lincoln Wright. And
yes.
The old Jonathan Swift in Harvard Square. That was a great day for me, especially when Vassar came, walked into the place in the middle of winter with his nothing but his smoking jacket.
Yeah.
You know, he was a little chilly, but he came. He came in and he heard us warming up, and he said, "You play a pretty good fiddle. Would you mind doing my sound check for me?" So got to play his fiddle. He said, I need to go back to the hotel and get a shower and a little nap in." And so I was left playing Vassar's fiddle for a couple hours.
Oh, isn't that great? He stood in. It's like being a stunt double.
Right.
Only a fiddle double, right?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. And we're visiting with Lunch at the Dump.
Whether you're looking back at 2017 or looking ahead into the new year, big stories are everywhere.
The standard deduction nearly doubled.
Kim warned the U.S. that its mainland is within.
Allegations of sexual harassment and abuse.
So when you just need to get caught up or you want to dig deep, count on Morning Edition for the latest updates with all the background you need to put it into perspective. Listen every day.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Music Hall's Intimately Yours series at the Historic Theater presenting musician Benjamin Clementine Thursday, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at themusichall.org. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we have Lunch at the Dump in the studio. How about another tune, guys?
Yeah, the next tune we have lined up, Kate, is Chinkapin Huntin'. Thank you.
Chinkapin Hutton from Lunch at the Dump here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. They have some shows that are coming up. They're going to be over at the Nippo Lake Bluegrass in Barrington from 6 to 8 on Sunday the 11th. And then on the 17th over at the Stone Church in Newmarket. So heading back to the Stone Church, 5 to 7 o'clock. And then another date in April. So where can people usually find you guys playing?
Well, we play a lot at some of the New Hampshire town gazebos from time to time. We've been known to play at places like the Book and Bar in Portsmouth or the Press Room whenever it's open. We're looking forward to we've been doing the Nippo Lake Bluegrass series for a number of years, as well as the Stone Church, as we've spoken about earlier, since the 70s. So we're really looking forward to a couple dinner performances. People can come, good food and drink, and we'll provide the music. And looking forward to seeing some folks there.
So tell me about that album that you guys did. Where is that? Where can that be found?
Which one?
Any plans to do another album?
Well, actually, there's one that is sort of more or less in the can, and we're just finishing it up.
Okay. Do you want to do a tune off of your new album? Do you have a name? Like Dinner at the Dump or Breakfast at the Brunch at the Dump? I think it should be Brunch at the Dump.
Or maybe Pick of the Litter.
There you go.
That's been used.
But anyway, let's do that too.
Okay. Yeah. Lunch at the Dump with a tune from their forthcoming release.
So this song's called Turning of the Wheel. It's a song written by our good friend, bandmate, somewhat recently deceased good friend of ours, John Holden. You may have heard it on an album from the Chip Smith Project. I forget which Chip he was, but the song's called Turning of the Wheel.
Held you close there in the rain, safely shadowed from the pain. Your weathered dress upon your arm, holding you away from harm. There's nothing left that you can say. Keep this broken heart at bay. There's nothing left that I can feel to slow the turning of the wheel. One more hour, one more day, one more lifetime slips away from you. And I might never find a way for all the words one needs to say. But as you danced across that floor, whirled and gently turned once more. One more hour, one more day, one more lifetime slips away from you. Plans that we made by chance soon we faded like a dance.
One more hour, one more day, one more lifetime slips away from you. There's nothing left that you can say to keep this broken heart at bay. There's nothing left that I can feel to slow the turning of the wheel. There's nothing left that I can feel to slow the turning of the wheel. Nothing left that I can feel.
A John Holden tune, Turning of the Wheel, performed by Lunch at the Dump here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What's the secret? 45 years of playing together. What's the secret for Lunch at the Dump?
Gotta like each other. It's true, man. Friends come first.
And even then.
Well, you've had members come and go.
Most of the members that have gone exited by passing. So John Holden, whose song we just played, he passed a couple years ago. And my name's Doug Baker. I'm replacing a very talented New Hampshire musician, Pete Tsoukas. He was the bassist of New England Bluegrass Band, played with Tony Rice and Mike Alders and all sorts of great folks. But both John and Pete are horribly missed. One of the coolest things, I think, about Lunch at the Dump, being the rookie in this room here, is that any former members who may have moved away, gone to other countries, Stan, or other states after that, and then moved back. We're recently welcoming Stan Chu back into the fold, and that's one of the coolest things about this band, is that it's always very welcoming to whoever's around and wants to play. When John was sick, he would come around, and maybe he'd play, maybe he wouldn't. Same with Pete. It's a welcoming circle of group of musicians, similar to the way it started in 1972.
Really, really happy that you folks could take the time to come by and see us here at the Folk Show. I was familiar with you back in the day and kind of, kept hearing and seeing you on our calendar and thought, boy, these guys just have to come in because you're a real New Hampshire tradition, especially in the Seacoast. So we really appreciate you keeping the tradition going over there and keeping the music alive. Tell us a little bit about the new album before you head on out. You said it's in the can. What can we expect from the new album?
Oh, let's see. There's probably at least four tunes of John's, maybe even more. There's some tunes there that we've done for a long time.
The last recordings of Pete Tsoukas as well. He sings a song on there and has some amazing guitar work.
Yeah, there's Pete's guitar work all through the album, but also he sings a tune, which is just fantastic. There's a lot of people who
started this project. How long ago, guys?
A while ago.
When can we expect to see it?
Oh, later this year. Okay. Later this year.
I sure do hope you send me a copy.
Absolutely.
Love to play it on the radio.
Thank
Pete Tsoukas was, I'm familiar with Pete Tsoukas. He's from the Henniker area, right? He came and did a bluegrass festival for us over in the Monadnock region for a benefit a bunch of years ago. What a nice, nice man.
Yes.
So I didn't realize that he was associated with Lunch at the Dump, but it sounds like you've had some real great characters in your group and continue to carry that tradition on. Yeah. Looking forward to the new album. How about one last tune for us? Just a reminder, while they're getting ready, I just want to remind you that you can see Lunch at the Dump. They're going to be performing over at the Nippo Lake Bluegrass, part of the series in Barrington on February 11th. And then on the 17th from 5 to 7, it's a dinner show at the Stone Church in Newmarket. What are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a song called Run, Jenny, Run.
One final tune from Lunch at the Dump here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
All right, I just want to tell a real quick story. Back in 1894, in Minnesota. This is a story. They had a horrible fire up in Hinckley in the North Woods. Back then, it was considered the largest man-made disaster. Over 500 loggers and their families lost their lives as this firestorm came through. And I was living out there playing music in the wonderful state of Minnesota. I read the story about this, and I just couldn't help but sit down and write this tune about the Hinckley firestorm. So this is Run, Jenny, Run. The North Woods are all green, and Hinckley is proud and tall. And the memory of that fire just fade away. Well, if you listen late at night, there's a ghost train whistle blow, calling up all the ether from down below. Run away, just you run away. You burn, Jenny, yeah, you just can't stay. Run, Jenny, run. Run, Jenny, run.
Stan Shu on the lead and playing guitar. You heard Doug Baker playing the guitar and Pete Leavenworth playing all kinds of instruments, including the banjo and the pedal steel and the lap steel, and Matt Leavenworth on the fiddle and Chris Pimentel on the bass. Altogether, they are Lunch at the Dump with some shows coming up over at the Nippa Lake Bluegrass in Barrington. That's from 6 to 8 on the 11th. And on the 17th, you'll find them at the Stone Church in Newmarket from 5 until 7. You'll find them on Facebook, too. It's Lunch at the Dump. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for stopping by the folk show.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
This is NHPR.
The new year brings new opportunities, opportunities to stay in step with a changing world.
These are the largest demonstrations in Iran in nearly a decade.
Opportunities to learn.
But the main reason for the surge has to do with global economic conditions.
And opportunities to be surprised.
Has Kahlua, chocolate syrup, and red Kool-Aid.
All you have to do is listen to Morning Edition every day.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Dr. Brian Herdifer of Manchester, providing a caring, sensible, patient-focused dental experience for New England families. Details at BruinsDentist.com. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio.